I'm trying to get to know that guy.
So tomorrow he'll take you shooting.
Great.
Go talk to him.
Okay.
But tell him you want to go shooting tomorrow.
Is his name Desert John?
It's Desert John. It's going to be an enjoyable experience. He lives out here.
He lives out here all permanently.
Yeah. We deal with him every year. It's great.
This is his spot all year,
no,
or
no,
he
no,
moves
he comes
over?
Out because we're out here.
Okay.
It might be.
He's more of a like a the tin hat kind of guy.
I don't know what tin hat means.
Ham radio, conspiracy theory.
Oh, I love guys like that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love fucking Desert John.
Are you Desert John?
Yeah.
I've been set to meet you. Zoe, hi.
Zoe.
Apparently, you're going to take me shooting
tomorrow.
That's right.
Have you ever shot before?
I have. I also brought a gun.
What is it?
It's a .22 with big bullets. Yeah, it's not great, but it's all I could find in short notice because I flew here from New York.
Not a problem. Tomorrow, I'm going to teach you. I have a real BB gun. Fires 50 caliber half-inch lead balls at about 2,000 feet a second.
Start this off by telling me all the guns you own.
I got an .03A3.
And?
I've got an old Winchester 94.
And?
A Ruger 10/22. I've got a Winchester model 1897 shotgun.
I've got something from 400 years ago.
Oh my God! Can we take it on an antiques roadshow? We can make a fortune.
No, I mean, I built it 40 years ago.
You built it? Oh my God! It's beautiful.
Okay, this is the stock. This is the barrel. This is the lock. This is a piece of flint. So it is a flint lock.
Where do you even buy flint?
There's a guy custom makes them.
There's a custom flint guy?
I should be able to make my own flint.
Oh my God. Woo!
That's 400-year-old technology.
Do you have to have a permit for this?
No, you need a permit to carry a gun concealed.
Fantastic. We can't conceal this gun. This is a giant gun.
I used to like my guns a little too much. They were my god. Until I met God. And I had to make the most difficult decision in my life. Because what do I trust? Do I trust something I can hold in my hand? Something that kicks? Something that does run out of ammo eventually? Something that occasionally can jam? Or do I trust God, who I know personally, who has never let me down, never jammed, never disappointed me? He's there. But I can't touch him, feel him, but I know he's there. Oh, let me tell you a couple
things. Yeah, sure.
It's about 10 minutes from here. I will teach you to shoot.
I'm so excited. You do whatever you were doing, and thank you. What would you say the temperature is?
It's a nice, mild 70-something, probably.
Have you ever shot a gun before?
I have not. He's about to take my gun virginity.
Do you know that you're about to teach a bunch of Israelis how to shoot guns? This is a first for me. So we're basically setting up a rifle range here. A la Hunger Games, and I think he's gonna say go, and we're all gonna have to fight to the death.
Well, I think the hot spring's a pretty important part.
Will you tell me what we're shooting here?
This right here is a Chris Vector 9mm recoil suppression rifle. So a big problem when you're shooting is that the gun will kick back and move away from your target. So when you're aiming at something, you have it, you know, lined up, and then when you shoot, you're out of line. It would be easier if the gun kicked back less and moved less, and so when you were shooting multiple rounds at the target, you didn't have to re-aim as much. I do like the aesthetic. I'm not sure the whole aesthetic is necessary. I do like it, but the recoil suppression functionally is pretty effective.
And how much do you know about guns, would you say?
Amateur to mediocre gun enthusiast.
Amateur to mediocre, and you have that thing, your other gun? What is that?
That is a Ruger Precision Rifle. Shoots a .308 shell, has a maximum effective range of about 1,600 meters.
And do you need a permit for this gun?
You need to get it registered. You need to, in California, you need to pass what's called a firearm safety certificate exam, which is very easy. I got a perfect score. It's pretty much confirms that you're not going to leave a loaded firearm around your child,
okay.
And other basic gun safety questions. I mean, a big part of being a firearm enthusiast is safety. I do consider it a very safe hobby and a very safe sport, as long as you have the right mindset about it.
Right, as long as you're not like a psycho serial killer.
I mean, most injuries are not psycho serial killers. They're amateurs or people that don't have the right safety mindset, and accidents happen. You know, you're much more likely, unfortunately, to be shot by your own firearm
right.
than someone else's.
As someone who knows nothing about guns, I don't know why anyone would need such a powerful weapon.
It's a hobby. I consider it a sport like any other. I like playing basketball with my friends, and I like going shooting with my friends.
If you point a basketball at your friends' heads, you don't remove their
skull. People get injured in professional sports.
They're like spraying their fucking ankle. They don't remove their gray matter.
I mean, as you can see here, everyone's having a good time. It's a lot of fun. Nobody is pointing it at anyone else's head.
We're like not drinking yet.
Well, I would never drink and shoot. I've also never been hunting, never killed an animal, don't have much of a desire to. It's fun to, you know, see the way they're engineered and designed. I'm an engineer myself, and I enjoy like the craftsmanship of the weapons, having something very simple and reliable and something that deals with that much force. It's really fun to hit a target from far away or bust a clay pigeon. I enjoy showing people how to shoot.
Okay, but question for you. As a woman, I always imagine that guys like this because it makes their dick kind of tingle. Is there like a testosterone? I just didn't know because I assume that's like why guys like to do it.
Nope, no issues in that department. This is just it's just a really fun hobby.
But like, what's the biggest gun you could get if you wanted to?
I do have a friend who was selling his grenade launcher. That's a little
is
a bit
of a
gray
area.
Is he
part of a Duke Nukem live action role play or something? Why would you need a grenade launcher?
He has a lot of land and has a lot of fun on it. It's a funny thing politically, actually, because, of course, the Constitution ensures our right to bear arms. So local governments cannot explicitly ban firearms, but they can, with the letter of the law, make it extremely annoying and inconvenient.
Are felons still allowed to get guns and like child molesters?
That's the thing,
stuff?
You know. So for example, on this gun, it has you see that little it's called the shark fin on the grip that makes it very difficult to get a good grip. The stock is not allowed to be adjustable on some guns. For example, on an AR-15, which is a common semi-automatic platform, you cannot have a removable ammunition compartment. You have to basically take the whole gun apart. So these things just make it very annoying
inconvenient.
However,
classmates, you have to stop and reload.
That's the thing. At these crime scenes, the guns never have these safety features on them.
Okay.
Obviously,
so
the criminals, they get them from somewhere. So I think those regulations do more to just annoy your safe gun owners.
Okay.
And then criminals,
so people
clearly,
get the scary guns
they're
going to
get the guns without the annoying features anyways.
That's sad. So the only thing gun control is doing is making your life more difficult as a safe and discerning gun user.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take a stand about it. No, it's just...
If you shot me with that thing, what would happen?
Be in a lot of pain.
What kind of bullet's in that thing?
That's called a .308.
What kind of hole does it open up in my body?
A pretty big one.
Does it depend on the distance?
So effective range, 1,600 yards. You know, of course, it would have a higher velocity out of the muzzle. I mean, if you're looking to really blow a big hole in someone, a .50 caliber is probably your best bet.
What does that look like? Is that like a pistol-y thing? Or
it's
like
it's a very...
Nerf
they
gun?
Do have .50 caliber pistols. Rifles are more common. Those are very, very large, very powerful
so
guns.
Like, I have an ex-boyfriend that cheated on me, and I'm angry at him. That's a gun I should get.
No.
Okay.
If you want to do it from extremely long range, that could do it. But, of course, you know, most crimes are committed more with handguns.
Yeah,
and it's actually
so
far
thoughtful about my planning.
It's far more difficult to get a handgun actually than a rifle, you know.
Why?
For example, I guess because pistols are easier to carry and easier to conceal. But for example, in California, you can get that powerful rifle at the age of 18, but you would need to be 21 to get like
because
a small
3 years helps a man
handgun.
Grow up enough to be able to handle it.
Right, but I feel like you could do more damage with the rifle than the
Honestly,
handgun.
That rifle looks like it could certainly take someone down or multiple people. I mean, it's like something I imagine you go into a clock tower with like your multiple silencers. No?
That would be a good clock tower. Rifle, yeah.
You've got such an amazing monotone. Like, you know, it's like you're probably the sweetest man in the world, but you kind of sound like a serial killer right now. You know, just deadpan. All right, so you've got no ideas. So are we just fucked? Are we just kids are going to get killed left and right and there's nothing we can do? Jesus.
I wish there was a simple answer. It's ineffective, I think, to just layer up guns with more and more regulations.
Okay.
It's a civil liberties thing, classic
but do you really think
question.
That the,
like, if you give people more
freedoms. And, you know, fucking 1,700 who didn't know jack diddly about an automatic rifle, it took that whole hour to load one. You know, like, they didn't understand that people would be able to own guns with this much force behind them.
I mean, arguably,
those
muzzle loaders will do plenty of damage.
Yeah, but like you'd have to be a non-retard to load a muzzle loader. Like you can't.
It's not too difficult to learn to load.
It's a lot harder than a semi-automatic fucking AK or something.
It is, but actually, those muzzle loader rounds are much larger and will arguably do more damage if you get if
you
actually do get hit.
You have to be more intelligent, so at least it puts the median IQ up a bit.
Maybe a bit.
No. No? This is actually very helpful.
Of course.
I feel no better, but at least it's nice to speak to a gun owner with such lovely, like, ways of knowledge. Knowledge, I feel better that
good.
People who have big guns have knowledge.
I'm really glad I could help.
That feels good, because mostly in my mind, it's like dudes in Georgia from Deliverance yelling suey, chasing Jews on the back of a pickup truck with a Confederate flag.
Well, I'm from Georgia.
Oh! Do you chase Jews with semi-automatic?
Nope.
I don't want to be your
never
first.
Never have. Don't
okay.
really. Don't
oh, my God. Last question for you. How easy is it to download guns from the internet? Is this, like, really happening?
So the funny thing is you can actually, it's very easy to buy what's called an 80% complete gun. So it's not legally a gun, but it basically is only lacking one hole till it legally becomes a
okay.
gun. So if you have a friend with a drill press or a lathe or anything, or even really just like...
All my friends have lathes, so it's easy for me.
Anyways, you can buy these 80% complete rifles, and then it's very simple to drill that last hole and make it a complete rifle. You can buy those online.
So all kinds of guns are available on the internet? Is it CAD designs?
So on the dark web, you can get designs, but then these are extremely difficult to manufacture and, you know, dangerous too. So... I think you'd be pretty foolish to try to actually make your own. It's more used for, you can get a lot of the pieces of a gun without it legally being a gun, and then maybe there's like only one more part that you need, and you can download that design and 3D print it or mill it. So yeah, I think people are going to get their guns.
From the store. I've learned a lot. You're such a gem. Tell me your name again.
This is fun. Robert.
Robert, I'm Zoe. You have support the right to be, you're a punster. I get it. Sorry, to be clear, his shirt says support the right to bear arms, but then it's like a big Arnold Schwarzenegger muscly arm, and it's spelled B-A-R-E. Are you like a weird gun person too?
I'm a bit of a history
normal.
Person.
Oh, good. Tell me about that gun.
I don't know that much about it, but the Puckle gun was a thing that shot at least semi-automatic and was around, you know, in 1718 sort of.
Okay, so that's the last year I think we should be able to. Those are the guns we should give to people. If that's the right to bear arms, they can have the right to bear Civil War.
There's an awesome post that's like went around on Reddit recently. It talks about like someone with a smoothbore musket shooting a home intruder, and it like leaves a 2-inch hole. And then his flintlock pistol jams, so he stabs the other guy with the bayonet, and they can't stitch up the wound because its bayonets are triangle shaped, and everybody dies just as the founders intended.
Do you own a bayonet?
No, I actually don't own any guns.
So you do believe in the right to bear arms?
Absolutely, and I think especially. Even if you don't go off any like written documents or anything, if you think about just the climate in which the Constitution was written, it was written by men who in many cases had literally ended a war against an oppressive regime. But the arms that they were bearing were the same thing that the oppressive regime had. So I don't know if I'd go so far as to say like, oh, everybody can have tactical nukes or whatever, you know. I don't think you could effectively defend yourself with a tactical nuke.
Right. So you believe in the right to what?
I think you should be able to defend yourself with whatever means you deem appropriate.
What about bear mace? That shit works.
But that's whatever you deem appropriate. You know, some people want guns, some people want bear mace. I'm not into the people who like open carry assault rifles or even pistols.
Oh, no. That you're like, not into. Okay.
I'm from Michigan. I don't think it's a smart thing to do. It draws unwanted attention to yourself.
Okay, so you should hide your guns.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
CPL.
Okay.
You get licensed, get trained.
And so what do you think about all the kids killing kids?
It's unfortunate, but I think most of those things happen in zones where firearms are prohibited, so there's nobody to stop anybody until the cops show up. Or you sometimes do have, like, very brave people who will tackle a shooter.
Maybe all the kids should have guns. Every kid. So then if something happens, at least, like, we've got a fair fight.
I've heard a story sometime in Old Westland. A guy tried to walk into a one-room schoolhouse and shoot the teacher, but all the children pulled out their guns and made him leave.
Wow.
Which I guess...
So that's a nice story. And how old are these children? Like 7?
Oh, probably. It's interesting to observe how gun culture has changed. I want to say it was John Adams. You can read like letters of him talking about, like, yeah, I want my son to be well-trained and proficient and a good shot with like muskets and stuff.
What's your name?
Joseph.
I'm Zoe. Hi. You're so lovely, and thank you for your words. Hi. I love your desert fashion. It seems like hiking socks and a caftan.
It keeps the temperature well regulated.
What, mostly in your testicle area, I would imagine. Good breeze, strong breeze.
It does have a strong breeze.
Okay. And how did you end up here in lovely, I'm not sure where I am, but wherever we are.
I ended up here because 3 years ago I was brought here by a friend who suggested that I come to a pretty great party, and I went, and it was a pretty great party, and I've been coming back every year.
Are you, so you're part of the desert, the party over there?
Yes.
Okay, so we're also there. So we will be able to blow stuff up with you there later.
Oh, yes, we plan on it.
And you've been walking around with a bag of what looks to be some kind of, you know, miscellaneously scary explosive-y thing. What's in that plastic bag?
It's exploding target, such that when you shoot it with a rifle, it detonates.
And you throw it in the air, it's like dust. It looks like sand.
It does look like sand, but no, it just sits inside a vessel. It's actually very hard to detonate.
This is like a pro move.
I suppose. If it were truly professional, it would be RDX or something much better.
Okay, and why do you know so much about explosives?
I do applied physics work. Electronics, robotics, things like that.
Okay. What's your thing you're most proud of making?
Oh boy, that's a really tough question.
Give me a couple.
I have a backpack that allows me to shoot fire from my hands. Everybody loves that one.
From your actual hand?
Yes.
Nice. And how does that work?
You push a button and it blows propane past an electric arc.
Okay. And how far of a flame do you get?
It doesn't go too far, but it's highly controllable, which is the most exciting part.
Were you like a Dennis the Menace as a child, like constantly creating chaos everywhere you went?
Yeah, my parents, they gave up trying to solve that problem. I just played with a lot of dangerous robots.
What is a dangerous robot?
Well, one robot that I built had a lawnmower blade that went exceedingly fast, and it was capable of going 30 miles an hour.
You are a terrifying man.
I don't know about that. I prefer the word exciting.
Oh, yeah. Exciting's good, too. Have you ever gotten mad at, like, a significant other and sent your lawnmower robot towards their general facial direction?
I don't see how that would be too productive, no.
And what other kind of things have you made?
I have a musical Tesla coil, which is a bunch of fun. You can makes about 10-foot lightning bolts to play music.
Wow! And do you have them here?
I don't. It's a very heavy thing to bring.
Transport. Okay. Anything else?
I'm not sure. Just lots of random, interesting projects. Right now, I'm working on a glove that I will ideally let me shoot plasma from my fingers.
Plasma?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just like electric plasma.
Describe.
Sparks, glowing ionized gas.
Have you had your IQ measured before? Are you up there?
I don't think so.
But you think you're probably smarter than most people now.
I don't know. When I come across a problem that I'm not familiar how to solve, I just go for it and usually don't stop until I solve it.
Okay, and what's your actual job is what?
Solving other people's electronics problems at the moment.
And do you like go to an office to do that? Are you just a freelance problem solver?
I live in San Francisco. I suppose you could say a freelance problem solver.
I wonder how much one charges for this. I guess it's per problem. And
it depends on how much I like the team.
Do you have any advice for people or a life motto you could give me that you've learned over the years?
Never stop learning.
Ooh, really good. What kind of girls do you go for?
Girls who also never stop learning.
Okay. So like dumb hot girls, not for you.
I can't say so. Not usually.
Thank you so much for your time. Right. I can't wait to blow things up with you guys tonight. Our friends are detonating a car off of a ledge later at sunset.
I look forward to it.
Signing off from the gun range. Jesus Christ. I don't know a lot about gun culture. As we continue to have gun problems in this country, as we just yesterday had a horrible 17-person massacre from a disturbed human that just used guns. As someone who knows, understands, has respect for guns, like you do, what do we do with guns in this country?
Okay, keep in mind that when my parents were in school, the biggest thing you got in trouble for was for chewing gum in school. Now, look what you have. It's a mess. Gradually, what has happened? The morals of this country have been taken down.
Should we have gun rights?
Let's get involved with the Constitution.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay.
Do you know where your rights come from?
My rights come from God.
You got
Well, what does Jesus have to say about guns?
In England, the rights of the king came from God. The rights of the subjects came from the king, and they could be withdrawn at any time.
And our founding fathers went and said, no, it is self-evident that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain...
Except for black people.
...rights. The right to life, the right to liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Property, okay? To have property, because the king could take your property in England. So what happened was they went and they said that men have these rights and institutes governments over them to ensure these rights. And when a government no longer ensures these rights, it is the right of the people, indeed their duty, to abolish or remove such government. Then you have the Constitution. A bunch of them wanted to put the right to keep and bear arms as the First Amendment. But they said, no, we have to have a free press first. The Second Amendment doesn't just say the right to keep and bear arms. What it says is being necessary for a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated, trained and equipped militia shall be established for the common defense. The whole bottom line on that was you have the right to keep and bear arms, okay, so that you, okay, can change or abolish such government, because that prevents a dictatorship. The first thing Hitler did when he got into power, took the guns away. First thing Stalin did when he got into power, took the guns away. First thing Mao Zedong did when he got into power, took the guns away. It said that when there is liberty, the government fears the people. When there is tyranny, the people fear the government. Think about that.
He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
Now, as I said, I'm all for your Second Amendment rights. I think you should be able to have guns. It's in your constitution. What I am not for is bullshit arguments and lies. There is one argument and one argument alone for having a gun, and this is the argument. Fuck off. I like guns. It's not the best argument, but it's all you've got. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with saying, I like something, don't take it away from me, but don't give me this other bullshit. The main one is, I need it for protection. You have guns because you like guns. That's why you go to gun conventions. That's why you read gun magazines. None of you give a shit about home security. None of you go to home security conventions. None of you read Padlock Monthly. Like, you're going to be ready if someone comes into your house. You have it at all fucking time. See, if you have it readily available, it becomes unsafe. You have it in your bedside table. One of your kids picks it up, thinks it's a toy, shoots another one of your kids. Happens every fucking day. But people go, that'll never happen in my house because I'm a responsible gun owner. I keep my guns locked in a safe. Then there's no fucking protection. Someone comes into the house, you're like, wait there, fuckface. Oh, you've come to the wrong house here, buddy boy. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Hello everyone, Zoe here. I don't know what to say about guns. I ended up shooting a bunch of them and it was fun. And I could understand the feeling of power that comes from them. But once I did it, that was enough for me. I don't like them. I don't understand how this is still an issue. And I'm so proud of these kids in Florida and all over the country for stepping up and making lawmakers put their fucking mouth where their money is. Or at least like own up to the fact that they've been taking so many bribes for years from the NRA and all the different firearm, tobacco, and alcohol lobbyists. The way that our system works is so flawed, and I cannot wait for all of these old, stodgy, white, gun-toting motherfuckers to go the way of the dinosaurs and let the new, fresh blood of gay-loving, color-loving, nature-loving stewards of the future to step up and make the changes that we need. It's only a matter of time. These kids are so smart, and they're so connected, and I'm just so in awe of their ability to say no and do what my generation never could, which is actually step the fuck up and protest and make noise and say this is not the future that we want to inherit. So good on you guys. Keep it up. I have a couple more Slab City episodes for you. And then we move to Costa Rica, where I start to inform you about iboga. If you guys don't know about iboga, it's an African tree bark found in Gabon and different pygmy tribes from all over the world. It is an ancient plant medicine that helps you see the truth. I did. I saw the truth, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. Don't forget to follow me on my Twitter at Genuinely False, on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my website, www.zoenightingale.com. Please support my Patreon campaign if you got a couple extra shekels laying around, or you could always just leave me a review on iTunes, on Podbay, on Stitcher, on whatever. Help share my stories. You can check out my writings on The Cools. You have to search my name there. My stories get buried there. So search Zoe Nightingale in their little search bar and you can hear all about my thoughts and musings on love and sex and relationships and health and everything. Anyway, it is a sunny and brisk and brutally cold day here in New York City, but the trees are blooming and the flowers are a-budding, and hopefully all of our hearts will bloom again. Bye, guys.
Filled with rage when Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw, but the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.